sad news. Several Americans are among at least 290 people killed and 450 injured in simultaneous terror attacks that happened at hotels and churches in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. At least six explosions hit hotels and churches as worshipers gathered for Easter services. Really not much more to say about that except for just sad, and it's hard to make sense of things like that because there's no real explaining that. But
yeah.
And then another thing, maybe there'll be some good news coming out of this. This is some sad news. It's Indianapolis, an Indiana base, but it's kind of been over the country too talking about this. And that is the investigation into the 27 murders of Liberty German and Abigail Williams.
The 2017 murders.
What did I say?
27.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what I meant, right? Sorry,
yeah.
The coffee hasn't hit yet.
It was all over Dr. Phil and everything. Everyone knows about this case.
2017 is the year. It's moving in a new direction, according to the ISP. Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter will hold a briefing on Monday today at noon in Delphi. According to a statement from the agency, to share information with the media and public about the new direction of the homicide investigation, Libby and Abby were reported missing on February 13th, 2017, after going on a hike near the Monon High Bridge in Delphi. Their bodies were found the next day, and there have been no arrests in the murders. 2 years later, this past February, investigators said thousands of tips about the murders have been received. The case, they said, though, has grown cold. There's a $240,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. So I'm going to be interested to see what they have, if anything. I hope there's something. It's
there's
so hard when
things.
You have these cold cases.
My predictions are it's going to be one of two things. One, they're going to say that the suspect, the sketch, all that they had, they're now moving in a new direction. They don't think it's that whoever that person was at all. So they're saying it's good news, like, okay, we're moving forward with the case in a new direction. Or two, I think they're going to release more audio than what they had previously. Because
why
before,
would they not release it all?
Because sometimes you don't release all the information that you have in a homicide case whenever you want to keep some things close to the case so that if somebody does come forward and say it was me or I know who did it, you can like judge and see based on the evidence that's been kept behind. Like, are they just saying it because they've heard about it in the news?
But who's going to come forward
the real
and say
person?
It, though? I get you, but it's just like, man, like, I can't imagine those families 2-3 years now with their daughters, you know, being dead. It's like, let's find this person or persons that did this.
Isn't it also true that sometimes they'll keep like evidence because they don't want to leak too much, because if the killer is still around town, they like don't want the killer to like escape or like leave if like they realize that like they're on to him.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, possibly that. But I would say it's more of, you know, if somebody says, I know who it is, I think it's this guy, they can judge based on the interview that they have with them. Is this really him based on, they know secret information that that person may not know they know.
Well, we'll give you updates as we get them. It's coming out today around 12, 11 Central. There's an email going viral right now that was posted. It was in a Facebook wedding group last week. It's from a woman who's a bride and reluctantly saying the bride reluctantly invited her to a Vegas bachelorette party, and the woman promptly emailed her a list of rules. Okay, I'm out. You're not giving me rules. I guess there's 18 or 20 people that are going. Here's some of them. One, no hard liquor. I don't want to be tempted by these foul drinking drinks. Please stick to light beers and red wines. Okay, no thank you. What else does she have? Oh, wait. No drugs, including people with Adderall prescriptions. Liv, you're out. You're not going. Sorry, kicking her out.
Unfortunately, I don't have a prescription.
Oh, you just have a supplier? Okay. As well as we will not be studying. There's no need for Adderall. What a party pooper.
Wow.
No hooking up, no sex, she says. As none of us have committed ourselves to husbands, yes, there's no need to have premarital sex. Alex, are you making these rules?
What is
going on
here?
I don't know. Please don't invite random men back to the suite. I don't want to be robbed. I could get that.
Why is this girl even going to Vegas?
Yeah, like of all things, like that's not the place you want to be at. They want $50 for each of them for groceries. That makes sense. Hey, if you're all going to chip in, help out with the food. So.
Ooh, who goes to Vegas and eats inside?
No.
You go out.
No. When you ever go on a vacation, everybody like chips in for food?
Yeah, when you go to like freaking Daytona Beach, not
yeah,
Vegas.
But you need some food.
You need
in the
Alex.
Hotel.
You need some
when
snacks.
When you come back from the bar,
50 a person.
Late at night and
yeah,
you're
it's expensive.
Drunk, or if you're coming back from the pool party during the day and you're drunk and you need to nap.
Think
and
of
shower.
How much food that is.
We need
though.
To hang out with Liv. It's not that much. It's for 18 people. $500 is not that much total.
That's probably alcohol included. Well, no, probably not to this girl. This is probably a girl.
Yeah, no alcohol at all. Come on, Liv. Do you not follow the rules here? You're not invited now. 17 people. And finally, she scheduled a church trip for the Sunday morning there in Vegas. Quote, I think it'll be a nice way to cleanse us from all of our sins from that week. I agree.
This has to be a joke.
Probably half the things I read anymore, I wonder if they're fake or real. Dude, I think they're all made up.
This girl, like, wasn't initially invited on this trip. And she, like, threw a temper tantrum and, like, begged to be invited to, like, finally get invited.
Bet she's regretting that.
And then she puts this list out there. Like, you weren't even invited in the first place. No one even wanted you to be there. And, like, clearly you're showing yourself why.
Yeah.
You guys no longer have to do things for the gram. There's a company that will do it for you. One out of seven people have admitted that they've lied about a vacation to impress people. And a lot of that lying happens on social media. Now they have a website that I guess can help you try to like live that lie that you've been telling everyone. It's called fakeavacation.com.
Oh, my god!
And for just $20, and they'll edit a picture of you into vacation spots, including Hawaii, Disneyland, and the Grand Canyon, or pretty much anywhere else that you'd want to go. The website, like examples, they look okay. It's kind of like, put your photo here. But I don't know. Is that really that big of a deal? Because I know everybody wants to get those great photos on vacation. But would you do that? Would you pay $20, $40, $100 to have it faked?
I can't afford a vacation, so like I can't afford extra money to just spend on this.
I feel like with my life, it would be too obvious if I fake. Like, too many people would know that I didn't really go anywhere.
How
I think
they
this
know?
Would only work if you are somebody that doesn't have a lot of followers, because then nobody's like really like paying attention to you and like gonna notice if you did or didn't really go.
See, I feel like it would work with like a lot of people who have a lot of followers, but like a lot of their followers aren't like their close friends.
Yeah.
How do they know?
That's true.
My friend must use this because she goes on like an extravagant trip like every 3 weeks.
Jeez.
Like she goes to Cabo,
I don't know if people
Vegas,
afford it.
New York City, Florida, like, I mean, California.
She's got a sugar daddy.
Yeah,
dude, she might. I don't know how she affords all this.
Hey, yeah, man, Jewel Daddy better step it up or he could be replaced. Starting out there. And let's wrap up this morning with some sports. The Boston Celtics beat the Pacers 110-106 to sweep the Pacers in advance in the NBA playoffs. That was just so hard to watch.
Sad.
This weekend. Another thing, hard game to watch, but at least they pulled through. The Rockets got an ugly W on Saturday. What was it? Was it 0-15? For Harden off the floor, like
I
starting
think
out,
so.
0-15. You don't hit 15 shots in a row. I think
him.
I have a better record than that.
Talk about a bad game.
But they won. They're up 3-0, and they could sweep the Jazz tonight in Utah. And this is really cool. Congratulations to Houston Astros Josh Reddick and his wife on twin boys. They put a big announcement up inside of the stadium on the screen, but they also had a video on their Instagram where they did that, where they throw like the little ball and they hit it with the bat. And they both had some good connections here. Lefty and righty, they both knocked the crap out of the ball, and two boys coming their way. So that's going to be awesome. Little kiddos on the way. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.